KUOW's Region of Boom team is reporting on Aurora Avenue North this week. It's the first leg on a journey that will take the team from Shoreline down Highway 99 all the way to Tukwila. Reporter Joshua McNichols is here to tell us more. He told Kim Malcolm why the team is following State Highway 99.
Because Highway 99 tells the story about where we came from and where we're going. I mean, in the past, it's a very car-oriented, especially Aurora, is very car-oriented, right? That's kind of where, you know, the love of the automobile in Seattle was born. And then that sort of highway model of, you know, highways for cars was replicated all over the city and the region after that. Then when you follow it south, all the way to, like, Tukwila, for example, where the southern leg of our journey down Aurora, you can see how fundamentally that can change. And one of the things that changes it is transit. The light rail station down there, there's a whole sort of walkable urban village that's growing up around that light rail station. It's dramatically changing this place that people maybe thought couldn't change because it was too car-oriented. So it's this journey down Aurora is going to show us both where we came from and where we're going to. And then in the middle, you've got the viaduct, right, which is also going through dramatic change.
So you're starting your coverage on Aurora North, and that's the northern leg of Highway 99 in Seattle. Why was the team interested in Aurora?
Well, it's interesting to see the changes that are happening there in response to growth. I mean, a lot of people think of Aurora as a place that you sort of drive through. I mean, it carries 43,000 cars every weekday.
Wow.
But there are two urban villages along Aurora, which means that they're places where Seattle hopes to channel a lot of growth. It's expecting almost 3,000 new residents could move there right on that stretch of Aurora in the next 20 years or so. And that's sort of given rise to this movement to make the highway more of a place to live.
You know, it's funny you mention it as a place to live, because when I think of Aurora now, I'm envisioning cheap motels, you know, prostitution stings, car lots.
Yeah, many of those things are still there, but let's take them one at a time. A lot of the car lots have moved out of the city now, and we're seeing gradually more car-oriented businesses change to housing. For example, the Lincoln Tow Lot, where I have had my heart broken when I've had to, like, write out a huge check to get my car.
You're not alone, I'm sure.
That is being, right now, a developer is working on replacing that with over 100 townhomes and a little commercial strip there. You know, and then as for the prostitution and those cheap motels, it's not just sex workers using those motels. That still occurs there. But it's also sometimes people who are homeless who have just scraped up enough money to share a room for the night. So those hotels can mean finally a warm place to stay after camping outside for many nights. But one by one, those motels are being redeveloped. And a lot of people who are sort of surviving on Aurora are wondering how they're going to fit into the new Aurora.
You know, I'm having a hard time imagining Aurora changing in a dramatic way. Realistically, what's the new Aurora going to look like?
Well, nobody's talking about putting cafe tables out on Aurora Avenue yet,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
But development does bring change. And neighbors are trying to guide that change. There's this hunger in the neighborhoods to either side of Aurora for places to gather. You know, and right now there's a brewery up there where some of them gather, but it can get kind of loud and they need more places. So if they're successful, and it looks like they will be based on the way the zoning is going, one day maybe people will look up from their steering wheel or pull the string on the bus, you know, and choose Aurora's urban villages as a place to pause for a moment.
So Joshua, you and the team, you're going to take us to different places along Highway 99. How has your understanding of 99 changed as you've been reporting?
It's interesting. There's these two sorts of ways that people look at Aurora. One is as a river that carries lots of people sort of downstream from places like Edmonds and Shoreline to Seattle, to places like Fremont and even South Lake Union, right? But on the other hand, there's another way that people view Aurora. People who live along Aurora, they see it as a wall.
A wall.
A wall that needs, they're looking for ways to cross it, right? Because it's so busy and it's so hard to cross. So the tension between the vision of Aurora as a river and as a wall is worked out in, you know, what these urban villages, how they build out. And it's kind of fascinating to see how that tension is resolved.
Joshua, we look forward to your stories. Thank you for this.
No problem.
And you can get more coverage of KUOW's journey through Highway 99 at KUOW.org.